tumbling down, tumbling
we'll be right back. It's important to plan ahead for emergencies, like the storm. When it kicked in, we had a plan.
Separated.
We were able to get in touch with each other in no time.
We had no idea how to find each other.
My husband kept the kids occupied.
Calling our son, but there was no reception. Everything was down.
I felt like
breaking
we handled
down and
everything
crying,
very
but
well.
I had to try and stay calm.
The whole
experience was
fine.
Was the most frightening 10 hours of my life.
It was kind of like a little family adventure.
Every mother hopes will never happen to her.
I remember the relief of being
that
together.
I realized he was out there all alone.
If there's one piece of advice I'd offer other moms out there, it's to stay calm and keep to the plan.
Some parents plan ahead. Some don't. Make sure you know where to find your family in an emergency. Start your plan at ready.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Looking at you, watching the shriveled flower you bloomed. I feel it too, inside the gray light of my room. Am I just like you?
This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your cares behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
Choice. the foundation. You dig it? Now here's a true story that must be told. So listen up, y'all, while the story unfolds. Blackman's in the house, talking about his sister Rosa Parks. So kicking it on the live vibe, keeping it real.
Sister Rosa said, no, no. Avast ye homeowners, are ye plagued by foreclosure? Well, here at Jim, Lad, and Matey, we can stop your foreclosure now. We're a mortgage rescue company, and for the small fee of everything you hold dear, we will negotiate with your lender on your behalf, and we guarantee results.
Guarantee results.
Aye, the bird speaks the truth. Them's be the benefits of working with a true professional. So don't dilly-dally about. Listen to the wise counsel of your old pal, Honest Jim.
He can't be trusted.
Call Jim, Lad, and Matey at 1-800-YAR-YAR. That's 1-800-YAR-YAR-YAR.
If you're facing foreclosure, make sure you're talking to the right people. Speak with HUD-approved housing counselors free of charge at 888-995-HOPE. That's 888-995-HOPE. Brought to you by NeighborWorks America and the Ad Council.
She wears denim wherever she goes. Says she's gonna get some records by the status quo. Oh,
supposed to inspire. How come we ain't getting no higher? someone with prosperity and no concept of reality. Now who you know without any flaw?
Who you know without any flaw?
That lives above a spiritual law.
That lives above a spiritual
and
law.
And does anything they feel just because?
Just because. Just because.
There's always someone there who'll applaud. Yeah.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
Come on.
Everything you drop is so tired.
Everything you drop is so tired.
Music is supposed to inspire.
As my album sales peak, all I wanted was to sell like 500 and be a ghetto superstar since my first album blunted. I used to work at Foot Locker, they fired me in front it. Or I quit it, now I spit it.
However do you want it?
Now you get it, writing rhymes in the range with the frames lightly tinted. And send it to your block and have my full name submit it. And if your lines sound like mine, I'm taking a percentage. Unprecedented and still respected when it's vintage. I'm serious, I'm taking over areas in Aquarius. Running red lights with my 10,000 chariots. Jesus Christ was a superstar. You stupid star, they hail you, they nail you. No matter who you are, they'll make you now to take you down and make you face it. If you slip the bag open, put your pinky in it to taste it.
Come on, baby, light my fire. Everything you drop is so tired.
Everything you drop,
music is supposed to inspire. So how come we ain't getting
no higher?
On the air at 91.5 WMFO.
On the web at WMFO.org.
Leave room for your growth tomorrow.
Judy wrote the saddest song. Showed it to a boy in school today. Judy, where did you go wrong? He used to make me smile when I was down. Judy was a teenage rebel. She did it with the boy when she was young. She gave herself to books and learning. She gave herself to being number one. Judy, I don't know you if you're gonna show me everything. Judy, I don't know you if you're gonna show me everything. Judy got a book at school. She went under the covers with a torch. Fell asleep till it was morning. She dreamt about the girl who stole a horse. Judy never felt so good except when she was sleeping. Judy never felt so good except when she was sleeping, yeah. She wrote was Judy and the dream of horses, dream of horses, dream of horses, dream of horses. The best looking boys are taken, the best looking girls are staying inside. So Judy, where does that leave you? Walking the street for a mile. With the star upon your shoulder, lighting up the path that you walk. With the parrot on your shoulder, saying everything when you talk. If you're ever feeling blue, then write another song about your dream of horses. Write a song about your dream of horses. Call it Judy and the Dream of Horses. Call it Judy.
He must be happy in his world.
Hi, this is Michael J. Epstein, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.